All right, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Man, a little tired this morning, and I typically don't get on the air and just woe is me and all this stuff. But man, late night, last night, got a chance to go see Tina at the Kentucky Center, which I don't think I was expecting what I saw. I mean, it was a full-on... It was like a rock opera. And I didn't realize how many bangers Tina Turner had.
So, the person playing Tina, really good?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, she rocked it out.
It
kind of told her story of, growing up and... how she, struggled and with, her relationship, her obviously Ike Turner, who was her manager and her husband, and he was very abusive and all that stuff. So it did touch on that. That was kind of a part of the storyline and everything, because that's part of her story. But yeah, I mean it took you through, and then there was a moment where the production ends. And everybody goes and they stand and they do the clap and the audience is clapping and everything. And
do the clap.
I'm looking at my clock and I'm like, or my watch, and I'm like, all right, it's 10:30 or it's 10:15 or something. The show started at 7:30. It's like, uh-huh. It's 10:15. I'm like, okay, I can get home, get to bed, by 11. It'll be good. And then she's like, how would you like?
Uh-oh. No.
Two more songs, and the crowd goes, yeah!
Yeah!
And I'm like, yay!
It's been really good so far. Yay! Thank you. Don't work so hard. I'm
going
to go.
And then she rocked out for another two songs. And yeah, I mean, it was probably 11:30 when I finally laid down in bed. So, I mean, it was a late night, but hey, you know what? We're rolling. It was good, and everything's good. Can't complain, right?
Awesome.
Can't complain.
Awesome.
Oh, man. So, anyways, yeah, so that's rolling right now at the Kentucky Center if you want to check it out. But a lot of stuff to get to today, including a Setting the Bar story this hour, Phone Tap this hour, and a Feel Good next.
Yes, we got to start with a Feel Good. It can be emotional when you are switching jobs. And while this Walmart employee's last day got over 20 million views, tell you why.
Luckily, you and I haven't had to experience that for a long time.
No, it's rare when you get a chance to say goodbye.
Yeah. And we do feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly Kay.
Gail Lewis has worked at a Walmart in Illinois for 10 years. And she got over 20 million views after giving a sad farewell on the store's PA. And then when she got back to her car, that's when all the emotions came flooding over her, reflecting on the past 10 years.
So today was an end of an era for me. It's a happy sad, because I'm going to be going to a better job. Those people became like family. I've been through a lot with them. They watched my back. I watched theirs. They helped me out. I helped them out. We even went through a pandemic together. It just hurts, but it's a happy sad. Because where I'm going, I'm going to be better off where I'm at.
Oh, I get what she's saying.
Yeah, I mean, it really resonated with so many people who saw it. It's just like, yeah, I mean, your work family really does become like family.
Right.
For so many people.
Right,
and
for
so,
sure.
Yeah, it can be, change can be hard, especially when, she's been there for a decade is a long time to spend with people every single day.
Well, and it's the high of getting that new job, that new opportunity,
right,
kind of wears off, and the reality of, oh, wow, okay, I'm leaving this family that has,
yes,
really kind of grown to become a family. And as she said, through a pandemic, and,
yeah,
she was a frontline worker where, all the people from, the grocery store industries and all that stuff, and they had to still work. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So just it resonated with so many people. You can see the video on our website at WDJX.com.
All right, I want to play something for you real quick. An artist by the name of Anna Indiana. All right.
Anna Indiana. That's cute.
Song called Betrayed by This Town. Kind of a downer of a sound or a song.
I was going to say, with that title, I think you know what you're getting.
I know. And what town is it in Indiana? That's right. What I want to know, Anna, Indiana. Listen to this.
Detroit by this town. Let's tear it all down.
Okay.
We're all just destined to fall.
Is this going to be... Is this going to be like another Rebecca Black Friday?
I feel like it is.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So, the one thing different about Anna, Indiana and Rebecca Black is Rebecca Black is real.
Oh. Anna, Indiana is not?
Anna, Indiana is AI.
Hello, world. My name is Anna, Indiana, and I'm so excited to share my music with you. Here's my first song, Betrayed by This Town. As an AI singer-songwriter, everything from the key, tempo, chord progression, melody notes, rhythm, lyrics, and my image and singing is auto-generated using AI. I hope you like it.
Okay.
No, 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 is not necessary. You're not an artist because you don't exist.
No, not necessary. But I'll tell you, like, we can tell now knowing this, it's like, okay.
The trade by this town, let's tear it all down.
Okay, I mean, you can kind of tell. Boy. All right, yeah, sure, it's...
Although it sounds like a person.
It does,
which
is scary.
Like, I don't hear that and think, oh, that's a computer singing. No, that sounds like a person.
Right.
Who's unhappy with her town.
That's kind of scary, right?
Yes, it is. And again, what town is it? It wouldn't have to be Elkhart or Goshen.
No, right? I mean, it's probably Seymour.
Oh, Seymour outlets. What's wrong with Seymour? I feel like nice town.
Well, remember a couple months ago, I had to fill up gas in Seymour and the Visitors Bureau, the welcoming committee.
They weren't very welcoming.
Honked at me and flipped me off and tried to yell at me and stuff. So it's probably Seymour.
Well, it's burning all down.
We're all just destined to fall.
Oh, now I'm relating to Anna Indiana's lyrics. Oh, God.
Come on now.
Yes, betrayed by this town. Seymour!
Yeah.
Let's tear it.
Tear it all down!
Listen, I only say Elkhart because there are many trains in that town.
Shoot.
You will get stuck by a train in my hometown, like guaranteed anytime you're running out. You will get stuck.
We will tweet out the YouTube video so you can kind of see what Anna, Indiana looks like.
Okay. Do we need to?
Again, fake.
Right. So why are we doing this? Why is the world doing this? It's hard enough for the young actual human singer-songwriters out there to make it in the world, and now we're throwing in computer-generated people to compete. Yep. In the music industry? That's not necessary, right? Am I right?
At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see for yourself, Betrayed by This Town, new up-and-coming singer-songwriter, Anna Indiana.
No, we're not. We're not ever playing Anna Indiana again.
No, probably not. All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, these are...
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right, when someone caught doing something they shouldn't have, maybe their first instinct is to say, nope, not mine. That may be believable in maybe some situations. However, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught with illegal drugs crammed in your underwear, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. It's really... you're going to sit there and try to say, oh, somebody else put them there?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what Caleb said.
Ow.
To Florida we go for this one. Caleb being screened by a corrections officer at a jail. Already in jail.
Gotcha. Buddy. All right. Well, buddy. That's convenient.
Then they discovered he had a plastic cylinder in his underwear tucked snugly under his special place.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't say in. That would have been difficult. But under. Yes.
Got it.
Caleb said, wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know how that got there.
Yeah. Officers were like, well, how did it get there? He was like,
must have been when I was sleeping.
That's exactly what he said.
Okay.
They're like, well, what do you think's in the cylinder? He's like, I don't know, probably Advil. Which, you know, probably a decent guess for a guy who just claimed he didn't know that this plastic cylinder of stuff wedged under his junk is not his.
Well, maybe they didn't have pockets. outfit.
Maybe the person who put it there, yeah, you're right, didn't have a place to, anyways, it turns out, it was illegal drugs, meth, and he's being held without bond. So, yeah, in more trouble. Caleb, thank you, buddy. Again, just demonstrating, when you are trying to hide illegal drugs.
Yeah. It's not a good look if it's found in a special place that typically only you can reach. Yeah.
That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. All right. Chelsea Handler, by the way, coming to the Louisville Palace December 3rd. Giving away tickets all this week. We're going to play a fun little game this morning called Minute to Win It. Let's introduce you to Julie, calling us from J-Town. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Julie's got brown hair, drives a Chevy Equinox, is an elementary teacher there in Oldham County, and has been married for 4.5 years. Hi, Julie.
Nice.
Yeah. So when's the anniversary? Did you get something special for your anniversary this past year?
Our anniversary is June 30th, and we went to Europe in July.
Wow. Ooh, that's cool.
Good gift to each other.
Yeah, for sure. What part of Europe?
Paris and Normandy.
Oh.
Wow.
Says people who don't get out enough, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's great, Julie. What an experience. Well, cool. Well, Minute to Win It is a fun little game where we're going to give you 60 seconds to answer 10 simple pop culture questions. You get them right, and you win, okay?
Easy.
Seems easy, she says.
In theory, it is.
What do you mean, in theory?
In theory,
don't
it
psych
is.
Her out, Julie.
Listen,
you're...
when you get in the hot seat and the glare of the spotlight's on you,
the
I
glare
mean, I know.
Of the spotlight.
I know. I can, it can be a little, nerve wracking.
Kelly, I have my butt warmer on, so I am in the hot seat.
She is in the hot seat.
Yeah, no, you're good. You got the butt warmer on. It's going to go right straight to your brain, give you all the answers. I like that.
All right. All right, your time will start after I finish asking the first question. You ready, Julie?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. First question, Taylor Swift dating which NFL player?
Travis Kelce.
Who sings the song Vampire?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Which Louisville rapper founded the Harlow Foundation?
Jack Harlow.
Louisville is playing Florida State in what conference championship game?
ACC.
What does AI stand for?
Alternative intelligence?
Close. Who is the host of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Guy Fieri.
The Friday after Thanksgiving is known as what?
Black Friday.
Justin Timberlake was a member of what popular boy band?
Backstreet Boys.
The current PNC Broadway show Tina is about whom?
Tina Turner.
Elf is 20 years old this year. Who plays Buddy the Elf?
Will Ferrell.
Let me go back to what does AI stand for? Well, you got, I tell you, you got 8 right. That ain't bad.
I got to say, I'm triggered by one, though.
Kelly, go ahead and roll through the ones she got wrong.
I'm triggered. Justin Timberlake is a member of what boy band?
Sync.
Oh, Kelly almost reached through the phone.
Almost, did you hear me almost
turned,
come out of my skin?
And turned off your heat warmers on your head. Like, you know what? You don't deserve to have your butt warmed! And AI stands for artificial intelligence. You were close.
Artificial.
Yes. Artificial.
Oh, that was fun, though.
You know what? Not bad, though, Julie. 8 out of 10 ain't bad. You win. Congratulations. You're a teacher. You should know that's a passing grade.
80%.
There you go. All right, Julie, congrats. Thank you so much for listening and playing along with us this morning. Have a great day educating the future of America.
Yes. And go spend the rest of the day listening to some NSYNC music.
Yeah, I will.
You know what? She says that, Kelly. She's not going to. She's just saying that just to get you to shut up. You know what? It's all good. Julie, hang on the line a quick second and a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so protective over my boys.
You're so protective your boys.
I'm so protective over my boys.
If anything, honestly, the Backstreet Boys should be more your boys than NSYNC just because they're
they
more local.
Because the Kentucky connection.
Or
I get that.
98 degrees
have,
even.
Listen, I don't have hate for them at all. I just had a very first intense love for NSYNC.
I mean, if we're talking first intense loves, it should be O-Town. Am I right?
That is true. That is true. I do. Listen, I have a special place in my heart for all of them. I'm not kicking anybody out of my heart.
With your naked feet.
Okay.
All right, sorry.
He did give a good foot rub, I'll say that.
Hang on a second. Let me get Julie back on the phone. Hey, hey, Julie, have you ever heard that story about Kelly Kay in O-Town?
No, why?
Oh,
no.
Please tell me.
No. All right, we got to do it now. Got to do it now.
Do you remember who O-Town is?
No, I was born in the 90s.
Oh, gosh!
It's all good. O-Town was a boy band that was created for a TV show.
Yes.
And they had one hit called Liquid Dreams, I think.
Uh-huh.
And that was about it.
Couple hits? No. Hits.
Anyways, listen, get to the story, Kelly.
We had them in town for a concert we used to have called Birthday Bash. And I helped to, you know, escort the boys. The ones that were old enough to go out to the bars afterwards, here, some or not. But I got a piggyback ride back to the hotel and a little nice foot rub from Trevor.
Yeah, foot rub. That was it.
It was a foot rub, and then I said, you got to go.
You hear Julie? She's like, I've told stories like this before. Yelly, leave key information out.
You got to go. Thanks, though. That was fun.
You know, we have a saying here in the industry, Julie, is don't get on the tour bus. Kelly didn't get on the tour bus.
No, I did not.
But she did go to the hotel room for a...
Listen, when the company is going to give you a hotel room because you got to be downtown working late.
Yeah.
You know?
It'd be a shame just to waste it.
Yeah. It would also be unsafe for me to walk back to the hotel by myself.
100%. 100%. A piggyback ride from a boy band member would be the much more safer option. Okay, Julie, sorry. We got off on a tangent there, okay? All right, again.
It was worth it.
Okay, thank you for... It was worth it.
Thank you, Julie. Humoring
here,
us.
Again, hang on another quick sec. We're going to get... I still have to get more information from you, all right? Hang on.
We've wasted so much of
her
life.
Oh, so much of her life.
Okay, so you can get to the website at WDJX.com and see this video. 15-year-old Madison, captain of her cheerleading squad in Southern California, just completed a sports medicine course where she learned CPR. Little did she know she was going to have to put those skills to work on Thanksgiving when a 3-year-old relative snuck out while everybody was making dinner in the kitchen and fell into the swimming pool.
Oh, my gosh.
So an uncle found 3-year-old Maxine a few minutes later, pulled her out, called for help. That's when a calm and cool Madison took over.
She's pretty much lifeless, and Madison's just pumping away for a couple of minutes. And Maxine starts to open her eyes and starts to breathe. The entire time Madison's there, just calm, cool, collected, not panicked. And they said that, you know, she had performed a miracle.
I was just trying to remember what I'm supposed to do. I was just, let's get this baby alive.
Wow.
And she did. It was amazing. You can see all of it on the home surveillance camera. And yeah, Maxine made a full recovery.
That's great.
Thank goodness. Yeah, just unbelievable. Scary situation. Then kind of gave a whole new meaning to Thanksgiving for that family. You can see it at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, y'all, we got to help out Meredith. Hey, Ben and Kelly, may I say I love listening to your group therapy segments.
Thank you.
And if I'm being honest, this isn't the usual scandal-laced situation you're used to. So I can understand if you don't use it.
Aw.
But I'm having a problem with my 2-year-old sucking her thumb.
Okay.
My partner and I just can't get her to stop. We're trying different remedies, and none of them seem to be working. I know you both have kids. Did any of them suck their thumbs? And if so, how long did they suck their thumb? And more importantly, how did you get them to stop? If not, can your listeners? Because we're about to go crazy trying to get her to stop. Thank you so much.
I have 3 daughters. 2 of them sucked their thumbs. And they sucked their thumbs until they were maybe 6.
I do remember that being a later thing.
Yeah. They never had braces. They didn't need them. So I don't necessarily, I wouldn't be worried about necessarily it, it affecting their bite or their jaw or whatever like that. But
I know that's always a concern. That was a concern for pacifiers.
It was. Well, and I just remember the struggle that we had when it was time that we were kind of going through what you're going through, Meredith. And my wife and I was just like, okay, it's time. It's time to be done with the dumb, you know? And I just remember it was like a broken record. Can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth. Because they'd be like, oh, and I'm like, can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth. Can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth. Can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth.
Picking up what you were throwing down.
Can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth. Can't understand. So, but what I'm trying to say is we couldn't do there was nothing that we could physically do until they were just ready to outgrow it. And then once they did, they just stopped cold turkey and they were done.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't there like some stuff that you can, it's almost like what you can put on to your nails to stop biting your nails, but it like tastes really bitter and you can put it on your thumb to try to deter them from doing that?
That there is spray that you can get for dogs. And I don't know, and it's like apple spray, and it tastes disgusting, and it's supposed to make it so dogs don't chew on things or bite things, and I don't know, I'm not a doctor,
same concept, different product.
But maybe you could just spray a little of that on your kid's thumb. But again, I don't know. Like, where there's a will, there's a way. If your kid isn't ready to stop sucking its thumb, then it's not going to stop sucking its thumb.
Well, yeah, you can't really remove the thumb like you can with a pacifier, say. So, you know, when we got to that point, it was like 2 or 3, and we were trying to break Jake of his, and he had the cutest pacifiers. It had little stuffed animals attached to it, the wubba nubs.
Yeah.
It was just the cutest thing. They have this little monkey hanging out of his mouth. It's just really cute.
Right.
So I was super attached to it, honestly. I was like, it's fine. He'll outgrow it. But he was 3, and we put that in a little box and mailed it to the pacifier fairy and said, okay, when you wake up from your nap, you'll have a treat if you can go without, you know, needing that without crying. And he did, and it just took once, and he was fine.
Oh, there you go.
And so, but he was ready to make that choice to do that. Now, with a thumb, you can't go mail that to a thumb fairy.
Right. Okay. Don't listen to what, and I'm glad that you said, you know, he was ready, because
yes.
I one thing that I am bothered by are parents that are like, well, I just did this in one weekend and it was
exactly.
it was all done. Like,
I just passed fire and cut it.
I didn't want
it anymore. It was fine.
I just, I potty trained my kid in one weekend and it was done.
Uh-huh.
What's your problem? And,
uh-huh.
And it's like, come on now. Like every kid is different. Every situation
is different. Yeah.
And if you have any more kids, your second kid or your other kid may not even have a pacifier or anything or any soothing mechanism. And you may have to go the old fashioned route and put a little bourbon on your thumb and stick that in their mouth.
We're at bourbon now? That escalated quickly.
All right. So if you have any suggestions, that's what group therapy is all about. Meredith wants to know, or maybe your story of how you got the whole thumb to be done, or that your kid to be done with their thumb.
I'm not sure Meredith wants to hear what Jamie has to say.
All right, well, we'll get that on the way next. So Meredith pulling her hair out because her 2-year-old refuses to stop sucking her thumb and is like, hey, I just need any help here. And, you know, look, I have 3 daughters. 2 of them sucked their thumbs, and they just did it when they were good and ready. Granted, it was like when they were 6.
So,
if you've got a 2-year-old, you know, your 2-year-old could be ready to quit, you know, cold turkey tomorrow, or it could take 4 more years.
Well, or longer, according to Jamie. I was 12 and my parents tried it all, including salt and pepper. Didn't stop till I wanted to. And then I stopped cold turkey.
Yes. Yes. Yep. That happens.
That seems to be the consensus. Most people are just kind of like, it's comfort behavior. Missy says, leave her be. She'll stop. Most likely will stop in public first. She's probably just not ready at 2 years old. Worry about it if she's still doing it at 10.
Yeah, I was going to say 2-year-old is still cute. Doing it.
Oh, exactly. They still need to be soothed. That's really young.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a super problem at this point.
Right. Mike, you had the issue too?
I used to suck my thumb, and my family took me to the dentist, and I got a device that had spikes in it, so I couldn't put my thumb in my mouth.
Well, that sounds medieval.
But that's Lisa texted the same thing. They and that didn't work for them though. Like somehow persevered through that.
I broke it off.
So. Did you really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Again, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes. Well, the spray didn't work because I acquired a taste to it, and then the spikes didn't work, so I just had to just quit on my own.
You started to like the spray. Hey, Mom, you got any more of that apple stuff? That's tasty.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. That's funny.
Okay, so what we're saying here is what I think you're saying is she's going to have to just ride it out until the two-year-old's ready.
Basically, yeah. And yeah. Try to, if a kid wants to do it, a kid will do it.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Karen says, I know a lady that's 40, and she comes home from work, washes her hands, sits on the couch, sucks her thumb. She's married, has two teenagers.
Do we need to just normalize sucking your thumb as an adult?
It's feeling like yes.
Do we just need to do that?
It's feeling
rip
like
the Band-Aid
yes.
off and just say, hey, you know what? Let's not worry about people who sucked at them. Maybe that's their soothing mechanism that they just never got past. And rather than it being an episode of a trash TV or a Jerry Springer, we can just say, you know what? Who cares?
I see Erin is rolling in with medical knowledge. I'm assuming that because there's doctor emojis with her answer.
Ah, yes.
Medically, you don't have to worry until 6. And then she's got a cute little picture of two little ones sucking their thumbs, and they're so cute. They're so cute.
I will say, though, as a parent of a couple thumb suckers, man, it's just like, when I was done, I was like, yeah. Listen, they were like, you know what, Dad? Don't care. We're going to continue doing it until we're ready. So anyways.
By the way, Erin is a doctor. So Dr. Erin says it's fine. Lisa says, yes, I had a friend in high school who sucked her middle two fingers her entire life.
All right.
Nobody made an issue of it. It was just Megan. LOL.
Ah, see, there you go.
So yeah, I think maybe. Oh, gosh, Lindsay sent a picture of a device. It's like this metal coil you wear on your thumb so they don't want to suck on it. It just looked medieval.
All
so,
right.
But I think what most of us are saying she's two.
Yeah.
So let her suck her thumb. She'll give it up when she's ready. It's a soothing mechanism. Doesn't see Dr. Erin says it's fine.
Yeah, and we didn't ask to see any credentials from Dr. Erin. We just assume everything's
good. We got the emojis. Those are the credentials.
Those are the credentials. All right, Meredith, if you want to read all the posts. And by the way, if you are struggling with this yourself and you're like, man, I could kind of use the same advice that Meredith does, go to our Facebook page, at Ben and Kelly Show, and we got it all up there for you. All right?
No, you're not alone, and it's not a huge deal. This is they're not going to need braces. You're not messing up their bite. It looks like they're going to be fine. They'll give it up when they're ready.
That is group therapy. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Brooke calling us from Scottsburg. Hi, Brooke.
Hey.
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 Hey, hey, what's up?
It's always so awkward.
No, you know what? We're all friends here.
Yeah, Brooke, we're the one. Look, you don't have to worry about making it awkward. We do that on the daily.
Yeah,
so
Ben's professional at it. Yeah.
Yes.
So Brooke's got dark brown hair, drives a Suburban, is mom, and has been married for 11 years.
Yes.
11 years. How do you keep this spark alive, Brooke?
I don't know. You asked me that last time.
I know. Well, let's get awkward. You wanted it to get awkward. Let's get awkward.
Well,
how do you keep the spice
you
alive?
You need an answer prepared.
Do you, do you role play?
Oh, my God.
No.
Do you dress up?
Stop. Stop.
Do you pretend to be the naughty nurse?
No. Just
no.
Say, just say you do date nights. There you go. Let's just leave it
there. We do random date nights, yeah.
See? There you go.
All right.
All right. Oh, God, we're already awkward.
You know,
stop it.
Do you want to know how I keep it alive?
No, none of us want to know that.
No, seriously, Brooke, I'm asking you.
No.
What?
You said what?
Do you want to know how I keep the spark alive in my marriage?
Please, God.
I don't think so.
It's a move called the helicopter. Just ask your husband about
Stop.
It, okay?
Stop.
All right, Brooke, sorry. You asked it to be awkward, and we got there.
I did not.
Somehow we found a way there. All right, so
it's a lot going on. We got some notifications going. We've got kids.
I know she's trying to sell her kids toys, so I understand. This is she's meeting some back alley person on Craigslist or Facebook or something.
I unloaded half my stuff that way. I get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Brooke. It's a little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
She knows. She knows the real. You're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, did that story occur when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First one.
I busted my forehead open on a dresser.
Ooh.
Ouch.
I say drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to agree.
Drunk adult. Both of you drunk adult. All right.
So I was a little kid.
No.
Oh, little kid. Dang it. We're not off to a great start.
No.
My brother and one of his best friends were babysitting me, and we decided that it was a good idea for me to jump on my bed over them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The last time I did it was the time that I went headfirst into my dresser.
Ouch! You know what? That is hashtag relatable. I did the same thing. I thought that I could be a gymnast. I flipped over my sister's footboard, bounced off the bed, hit the dresser, jar of pennies fell on my nose.
Happens.
Oh,
stitches.
God.
Yeah. Ouchie.
Ouch.
Don't do that.
All right. 0-1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I was being carried home and I woke up in a pond.
Woof.
Woke up in a pond? Well, hopefully in a boat.
It's not a kid. Yeah.
You're like, it's not a kid.
Yeah,
drunk
that's
adult.
Not a kid.
Right.
No, that's a drunk adult for sure.
Right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
When I was a little kid.
Oh my God. What is happening? This is such shocking information.
Brooke, you're 0-2.
I fell asleep in the car on the way home, and it was during a snowstorm. My dad got me out of the car and was carrying me up the icy driveway, and he slipped and fell. Now, I landed on top of him, and I rode him like a sled all the way down the driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
We hit a bump just past the driveway, and I rolled and rolled and rolled until I hit the koi pond next to our driveway. I mean, my dad fished me out pretty quick, and he ran me into the house, but it was such a blur that the next morning, I just thought it was all a dream until they told me it was true.
Wow. What a story.
Riding dad like a sled, which sounds weird, and then rolling off into the koi pond. All right.
All right, Brooke, you're 0-2. If you would do us a favor and please try to get at least one right. Yes.
Listen, we're both trying here.
All right. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I accidentally farted in the middle of a movie and started to cry.
Started to cry.
Please. If we're playing the odds.
Drunk adult?
Yes.
I mean, you went with drunk adult two times and you lost. So.
Well, yes, but still they have to have a drunk adult thrown in here, right? The first two have been little kids, right? Right? Right?
Right.
All right, so you're playing the odds. Both of you saying drunk adults.
Yes.
I was hammered.
Yes. 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 Yeah, you were.
Drunk adult. She was hammered, farted in the movie, and cried.
Oh, man.
On this first date with this guy I had a huge crush on, and during the quiet part of the new Top Gun movie, I leaned down to grab my popcorn, and that's when I accidentally farted. Everyone around immediately looked over at me, and my date had this disgusted look on his face, and he just says, "Hot." And I was so embarrassed that I started to cry.
Oh, my gosh. Mortifying.
Oh, that is.
You didn't get a second date.
I don't know.
Didn't.
We didn't get that follow-up from her, but we're going to need to.
Oh, no.
All right, Brooke, we have low expectations, and you delivered on that low expectation. So congratulations. You're a winner, all right?
All right.
All right, congrats.
All right, thank you.
You know what? It's fine because none of that stuff happened to her.
Maybe.
That's the best part of this game.
That's right.
And the magic of it is how difficult it is. Listen, if you have a story you think could fit this bill, then give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us the voice note of you telling it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Biggest lie you told to get a job. So there was an employment recruiter who posted advice on TikTok. Anyways, she shared three things to lie about during a job interview.
Number one, if you were leaving your job because you really dislike it, because you don't get along with your boss or your colleagues, you're going to lie about this. Please do not tell them that your boss doesn't like you. Don't tell them that everyone's really hard to work with. All they're going to hear when you say that is that you are difficult. Instead, you're going to say something like, things are going great, but I want to take on bigger challenges.
Okay, so that's
okay,
good advice.
I understand that. Yeah, I completely understand that.
A way to just kind of just restructure the way you are telling your prospective employer why
you're
leaving.
Looking for a new job.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
The second thing that you're going to lie about is why you want the job. 100% of people who want a job want it for the money and benefits. Instead, you are going to tell them why you're passionate about the company's mission, why this job is your life's work, and you are just such a good fit for the culture at this company.
Mm. All right. Well, that
really
makes sense.
Good. Oh, that's good. She's really good.
Yeah.
She's good at what she does.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you got to think, some hiring managers are hearing this going,
going to see through the
heard
lies.
Heard that one before, right.
And the third one is your plans for the future. I don't care if you were starting grad school in 6 months and just need this job as filler, and you are going to jump ship as soon as you find something better. When they ask you about your plans for the next 5 years, your plans are to be at that company. Come in, knock it out of the park in this role, and continue to grow as opportunities arise. What every company wants is top talent that is going to stay and grow with them.
See, there you go. So just things to lie about in a job interview.
How to tell them what they want to hear.
That's basically what it is, right? I mean, even if you're thinking, okay, this is a transition job for me until I can get a better one. You know what? Honestly, don't tell them that because things may change. And you may actually get that job and go, you know what? I actually love it here. And
yes.
I see growth potential, and I could see myself just shifting and changing. So
yeah, no potential employer ever wants to hear, yeah, I just kind of want to work here for just a little bit. Just, you know, bide my time and
right.
find something better.
Something else better comes along.
Exactly. Brad's rolling in. Interviewer says, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I say, laid up at home with a work-related injury.
Okay.
That's a good dad joke, Brad.
That's
not what we say, though, in the interview.
Yeah,
that's
so
not.
What's the biggest lie you ever told to get a job? Joe said, I asked the prospective employer not to contact my current job for a reference because they didn't know I was looking. I'd actually been fired a few weeks prior.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
I mean, hey, if it worked,
guess,
it worked.
Yeah.
Which
that, I mean, that's kind of believable, though. You'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I get it.
It's kind of funny because we got another message from a listener who was like, I'm actually a hiring manager, and I once checked someone's references to learn. Not one of them checked out, and that no one had ever heard of him. When I called him up to ask and told him that he was no longer eligible for the position and canceled his interview, he asked why, and I told him none of his references checked out. Without hesitation, he said, I didn't think you'd ask, or I didn't think you'd check.
I thought that would just—I just put some names, and you weren't actually going to call people.
Oh my gosh! Shane said, "When I was younger, going to college, I lied that I had already finished college to get the job. Eventually, dropped out of college, and they found out a few years later after I was employed, doing a great job, and was going up for a promotion. They told me you got to finish school if you wanted to move up in the company.
Oh dang it!
Shoot!
Oh dang! That is not good.
Alexis said, made a completely fake resume to get a job at a coffee shop. Nothing on it was true, but my name and phone number.
Oh, wow.
Put down that I had years of experience serving coffee, working at restaurants, when in fact I had just been laid off from my corporate job, didn't want to be overlooked for being overqualified. Got hired that day for my interview.
Well, look at that.
There you go.
All right, Alexis.
You know what? There is something to be said about, like, employers going, you know what? You're too qualified.
Right.
You don't want this. Like, don't tell me what I do and don't want.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Dan said, I didn't, but I know someone who I went to school with. We went to a top 50 undergraduate program, and he failed out.
Mm.
My one friend helped him fake his transcripts, so he went to another school.
Oh, my gosh.
He went into being a sales broker during the day and bribing his professors at night to pass his classes. Now he's a VP at a large bank.
Well, wow. Is this how to cheat the system?
I don't know.
have we opened up this weird can of worms here?
I don't think we're putting these as examples of, like, a great way to go about your career path.
Yeah.
But it worked for some people.
Yeah. Katrina said she texted in Federal Air District Security there at the UPS hub. Told them I had ramp certifications and experience from another airport in another state. Got hired, played it off well. Held the job for 2 years before moving on to another one.
Wow.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
That's
fake
right.
It till you make it.
Well, I took my first job as a promotions director. My first job in town in radio. They're like, want to be a promotions director? I'm like, sure. Never had zero experience doing them. Fresh out of college.
Yeah, right.
I've been on the air like for a year.
Yeah, no
sure,
idea.
Sure, I can be promotions director. And I just
learn
I got
on
the
fly.
Name and the number of the person I was replacing. And I called her incessantly and just kind of learned on the job.
Yep. Sometimes you got to do that. And then.
Yep.
Biggest lie you told to get the job. We'll finish it up with this from Gabe. A close friend of mine messed up in school. Wasted years smoking weed, playing guitar, thinking he was going to be a rock star.
Uh-huh.
After being unemployed for so long, he was seen as unemployable when he actually tried to sort himself out.
Uh-oh.
So his brother and I concocted an entire resume for him. Got a couple of cheap phones we could answer pretending to be his references.
No!
We fabricated warehouse-type jobs with large national companies that went under during the Great Recession. And after we did this, employers started responding to him, and he got a minimum wage job within a week. He stuck at it, worked his way up, and now is a functional adult with a wife and kids. Look at that.
Wow, look at that.
Look at that!
Gabe and his bros
Gabe,
for the win, being the fake references.
If that's not the American dream, I don't know what it is.
Listen, and let this be, I think this is the one takeaway, right? Is that, yes, they're going to call references. So if you're putting names down, at least get a Gabe, get some friends.
Yeah.
And some burner phones so that they will answer and say nice things about you.
There you go. Look, finding everlasting love is a difficult thing. That's why every week we scour the internet. We try to find the most random people who are just looking for that reconnection.
Yeah, you didn't get a name or number the first time, maybe, and you just need to know, how do you find this person again? So you do a little typey-typey in mom's basement, send it off to the internet. We read it and bring it to life.
Craigslist. Missed connections. I'll go first. This one's titled Video Games and Starbucks, Man for Woman.
Fun.
All right. Okay, this is going to sound odd, but the Starbucks near my house has no parking in the morning. Mm. And I've seen you, and you look cute in a spastic way.
Mm. Spastic way? Okay. All right.
So what I'm asking is, if you want to crash out with me and then in the morning ride in my car with me past the Starbucks so you can run in and grab us both Starbucks without me having to find parking, I'll pay for your order and up to one baked item.
Oh, up to one baked item, but not a lot because pricey.
No ventis.
Oh.
You can leave a tip if the barista is worthy of one, but make sure to bring me the receipt.
Gotcha. Wow, this is an opportunity, kind of, right?
I understand that we are both human beings with needs, so if we should happen to play video games and let our bodies get the better of ourselves for hours and hours the night before, then there really isn't much I can do about that, but seriously, this is about coffee.
Right. Could be a side effect, though.
Not wildly passionate lovemaking sessions, okay?
Got it. Got it.
Sound like a plan?
Oh, sure.
Well, I'll wait for your cue then.
All right.
I drive a 1991 two-tone Saturn. What a guy.
All right.
All right.
Well, I hope that he gets a call back.
Okay. Well, let's hope.
Not sure.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
Buckle up for this one, friends.
Okay.
It's a woman for man. You bit my leg while I was passed out, and I never got to ask your name.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. I'll be honest. I probably had a few too many at the wedding. I was the fine young lady when that overzealous strapping groomsman who just graduated college decided we were going to twirl.
Oh.
Only he lifted the wrong arm and clotheslined me in the face. And I staggered backward and rolled my ankle.
Oh, no.
Remember me? I was wearing 4-inch strappy stilettos, which made me about 6'2".
Wow.
That much farther to fall. Yeah. Owie.
Mm-hmm.
Were you watching me then? Yeah, I was a trooper. Anyways, maybe it was in the parking lot that you decided to come home with me.
Oh.
I couldn't really tell.
Okay.
When I woke up the next morning, though, there was a searing pain radiating not from my ankle, nor my rump, nor my head, but the back of my knee.
Okay.
You must have sank your fangs into that cute little dimple behind my knee. Between the numbness and the stiffness, I had to stagger around my house like a deranged pirate with a peg leg, trying to figure out whether you were still there or had fled stealthily into the night.
Oh, wow. What a poet.
Ah, but you were long gone.
Oh.
So please, at least tell me your name or what you look like and possibly confirm you're human, not a vampire.
Okay.
At the very least, I'm going to need to give a description to the doctor. And the story I've just told is not going to cut it.
So, yeah, there was this wedding, yeah. There was dancing and twirling, and then,
there was
you
a
know,
twirl, I was clotheslined, there was biting that happened at some point, I'm not entirely sure.
He may or may not have been a vampire.
Right.
So, yeah, whether you're looking for the guy in the 1991 two-tone Saturn who just
Absolutely.
Wants to... make it easy for you to get a Starbucks.
Sure.
Or
you're walking around staggering like a peg leg pirate.
Yeah.
And you're the guy that bit her in the back of the knee.
I know. It can be one thing and one thing only, and that is
Craigslist missed connections.
Earlier we were talking about the biggest lie you told to get a job. Angie says, knew a friend who knew nothing about politics, was out drinking with buddies one night, dared him to run for judge. He won.
What?
And knew nothing about law and has been a judge for 20 years.
OMG. Wait a second. Don't you have to have a law degree?
I mean, you... judges are elected officials, so I would imagine you can just... I don't know.
If you're judging, like, based on the law, don't you have to know? But listen, if I learned anything from watching Suits, and I think I'm up to season seven or so.
No.
Like, I mean, Mike Ross got in big trouble for practicing law without actually having gone to law school.
Harvard even. I know.
Oh, and
Bethany said I was great at sales. Should have seen my manager's face the first time someone turned down my sales pitch, and I just said, all right, no worries. Great at sales, huh? All right, whatever, lady.
Well, can't do anything about that. Okay, bye then.
That's good. Yeah, you ought to hear our first conversation that we had. You can hear that on the podcast, WDJX.com, or YouTube. Hit subscribe when you find Ben and Kelly Show. You can listen to it there as well on 99.7 DJX. All right, setting the bar time. Kelly, this is...
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
It's always better to talk through your differences, right?
Well, of course.
Resorting to violence, never a thing that we would ever recommend.
No.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a bar fight using chopsticks, you're doing okay.
Well, that's interesting.
Let me tell you why this is significant, all right? 35-year-old dude had headaches. Decided to go to the doctor for it, right?
Okay.
And he was suffering from, like, some, you know, vision loss. And the doctors then realized... Wait. When was this bar fight and what did you use? And he was like, bar fight was about 5 months ago. Used chopsticks. Then they discovered chopsticks shoved up his nose.
How did he not A, notice that? B, remember that happened?
Well, again, if it's a bar fight, maybe he's drunk.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, he's been suffering from, you know, vision loss, some fluid, you know, discharge out of his nose until, you know, doctors then realize, oh, well, it's because you got chopsticks shoved up your nose. And so they were able to get them out.
That's good.
And so
did the headache stop?
Yeah, the headache stopped. He's going to be fine. But
oh, good news. Ouchie, though. How do you not, like, feel that? How do you not feel that?
I know, like...
How do you not feel that? Even if you don't remember it happening because you were too drunk. You are going to sober up at some point. Your head hurts. And don't you feel a stick up your nose?
I mean, I
possibly
feel like
stabbing your brain. What's happening?
You feel like you would.
I feel like you would.
I feel like you would. So
that's so bizarre. Glad he figured it out. 5 months.
5 months.
Five months. He had a stick up his nose.
Yep.
Ouchie.
Yep. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a bar fight using chopsticks, well, then you're doing okay.
Did he blow his nose ever? Like, stuffy at all?
They must have been wedged up there pretty good.
I have questions.
Yeah.
I need a... Did they have an x-ray? I need to see the x-ray.
I don't know.
Because it probably shows up, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
That's probably how they found it.
They had to have found it that way. Right. So again, that's your setting the bar story. These are examples of what not to do.
Yeah, don't get in a bar fight, especially with chopsticks. Oh, man. Is there a video of that, too? I need to see both videos. I need the x-ray. I need the fight.
Right.
I need to see it happen.
It's 99.7 DJX. So the holiday classic people love rewatching over and over again, the number one movie is Home Alone.
Really?
Yep, Home Alone.
I thought you were going to say Elf, honestly.
Elf did make the list, but it wasn't in the top three.
Really?
Elf was in the top five. Yeah, Home Alone, Christmas Story, and then a Charlie Brown Christmas were the top three. Holiday classics.
What about National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
That also
Christmas Vacation!
Yes, I know. Yes, that also made the list.
It has to be top three.
But just,
I'm saying Elf and Christmas Vacation in my top three.
I will say that...
Christmas Story, probably the other one.
I came across Arthur Christmas. It had been a couple years since I'd watched it. And I was like, you know what? I just need to see if it lives up to the billing that I've given it.
You have billed it your number one.
You put it
at the top of your pile.
Was it number one or was it in my top three?
It was number one for you.
Are you sure?
Okay, I'm fairly confident. You have been touting for years number one Christmas movie.
I have been touting for years that Arthur Christmas is my number one movie. I will say, it lived up.
So you're verifying now?
To at least a top five billing. All right.
Oh, now you're knocking it down to top five.
Well,
not necessarily top of your pile.
I'm just saying. I don't remember if I gave it number one status. I think you may be fabricating that misremembering.
Given it number one status.
Or maybe misremembering all of that. But yes, I rewatched it again just a couple days ago and lived up to it. Mwah! Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Yep.
All right. So, but top five, what's your new number one then? You have to have an absolute favorite of all time. What is it?
I mean, I think Elf is probably in that number one spot. Home Alone up there too. You've got The Holiday, which I think is amazing, which I think gets overlooked a lot. And then,
get overlooked a lot.
Arthur Christmas has got to be in there. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX.
I love fighting about Christmas movies. It's so fun.
Yeah. Go ahead and marinate in that. So earlier in the show, we introduced you to a hot new artist by the name of Anna Indiana. I'll give you a little taste of her latest hit single.
The trade by this town. Let's tear it all down.
Happy song.
We're all just destined to fall. I've lost it all.
Betrayed by This Town, her brand new single. By the way, Anna Indiana is someone you probably have never heard of before.
Because she doesn't exist.
Yep, she's AI.
Hello, world. My name is Anna Indiana, and I'm so excited to share my music with you. Here's my first song, Betrayed by This Town.
Yeah.
It's my happy, fun song.
Yes.
Betrayed by this town because I've lived such a difficult life since I was created by a computer.
Yeah. A complete AI generation there. It's Betrayed by This Town. We have tweeted out the YouTube video.
Why are you doing that? Because if you get any more people to listen to that, then we're going to get a full-on album from this fake person. And I don't think any of the actual people who are artists need any more competition in the form of fake people created by computers.
But I gotta be honest, if you are listening to it, do you think immediately this is a computer?
No, it sounds like a person, and that makes it even more disturbing. It's disturbing. Stop it.
list. Let's tear it all down.
Stop.
All right.
Wait a minute. Is she talking about Elkhart, Indiana?
Well, her name is Anna, Indiana, so maybe.
And there's a lot of trains in that town, I'm just going to say. Maybe you're going to get stopped by a train every single time you're going out.
Elkhart's going to betray you?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I feel like it is.
All right. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDGX.com, YouTube channel, Ben and Kelly Show. You can search for that and hit subscribe, and you
hit
can
subscribe.
See everything right there. All right. What else, Kelly?
Wet Nose Wednesday. If you're looking for a new furry family member for the holidays, maybe you might find your perfect match on Facebook Live around noon. See who's featured from our friends at the Kentucky Humane Society.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.